Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hey guys.
Hi, queens.
Welcome back to the pod. We missed you guys so much last week. We got a couple messages saying, like, when's the pod coming out? And I was just like, oh, so sorry. So sad. We had to take a little break because it was Danielle's birthday and Queen deserves a weekend off. So we decided we're just going to take the weekend off. And so feel like we've got some updates for you guys, influences of the week, and then just a good Q&A episode this week. You guys submitted a lot of really good questions, and also we got a lot of really good feedback on our last episode with Jazzy. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy you guys loved it. I feel like I love that episode so much, and I went back and listened to it and took notes.
So good.
So I feel like she shared such great insights and information. So that was a really fun one to do. And we're going to try to have more guests for you guys as well. Just to set the scene really quick, we are recording. Danielle is currently at the airport.
You guys, so
if there is a weird noise, it's the airport. And that's it.
Yeah. I apologize, you guys. The sound quality is not going to be like usual, so please ignore that and push through with me. I was supposed
to... Just so you guys know.
Yes. My flight got delayed, and we would not have been able to record tonight. So we are making do. I am setting the scene.
And we just wanted to get an episode out for you guys.
Yes.
We didn't last
week. I am currently in a phone booth. I think everyone can hear me. I'm not sure. So yeah. It's very funny. I feel like I'm
recording
a little simulation right now.
From a Centurion Lounge.
I'm recording from the Centurion Lounge. And honestly, thank God. I would not have been able to do this without the Amex Platinum. Thank you.
Love her.
Love her.
Yeah, I feel like we can just dive into updates since I feel like that's why we didn't record last week. And you can share with everyone all the fun things you were up to. I feel like for me, I don't have a ton of updates. I feel like I was looking at my planner to see what my schedule looked like, and all it was basically working out, like Pilates and spring cleaning. So I've just been trying a bunch of different workout classes and things. So I'm trying to find a good mix. So I have like my regular Pilates on the reformer, and then I've been going to a mat Pilates class with Remy, which has been honestly a really good workout. I didn't expect it to be so good. And then I'm needing to incorporate weights again. So that's kind of my vibe, and just eating protein and cleaning out my closet for spring and getting rid of things that I just don't need anymore. So that's honestly been my vibe, especially with the rainy weather, you guys. In San Diego last week, it rained pretty much all week. So I was just doing that basically while it rained. But what are your updates, since you had a way more fun week than I did?
Well, update. I just turned off this really loud fan in here, so I feel like it's hopefully better.
Oh, it definitely sounds better on my end, too.
I know. Completely sounds fine now. Yes, I was in Hawaii for my birthday, which was really fun. I just went with Josh. We went to Oahu, and we stayed at a really cute hotel. It was right across, honestly, it was like right next to where Alyssa and I stayed in 2021, if you guys remember that. It was super fun. But it was just like, honestly, a perfect little week. It was so nice. I love Hawaii. I just like something, it's like magical to me. I just love like, I don't know. I just love the culture and the island life. And people are just so easygoing, and I don't know, I just feel like I never have to do my makeup or look a certain way. It's just really different, but we just had so much fun. We were swimming every day, doing little Pisces things. Oahu is so beautiful. I thought I didn't really like that island after going to Maui, but then I forgot about the North Shore, and the North Shore is so pretty. Waikiki Beach is just so crowded, but when you make it up to the North Shore, it's, oh my God, the island is stunning. I just like can't believe my eyes. I'm like, I love that island so much. I love Hawaii.
Love that for you.
I know. I love the islands. I'm really in touch with my Pisces self there, I guess. So yeah, that was super fun. We rented a car, drove all over the island, just like really chilled out. That was literally the first time in so long that my Oura ring told me I wasn't stressed. Like, I needed that.
Love that.
Like, I just don't know how it actually tracks, but I always have a stress day. Like, I don't know why. So it was nice to have that. I feel like it was a nice little reset, especially since we have so many contractors in our house every single day. It's so overwhelming. So it was really nice to have a break from that. And yeah, it was just a really nice little week. So
Did you guys
that's
do
my
any
update.
activities like hiking?
We did a hike.
I
We
don't
were
even know.
mainly like exploring. I don't know. Like driving in Hawaii is like my favorite, I feel like. We were just exploring different parts of the island. We did a hike, but we didn't really have much planned, honestly. Oh my God, I was gonna tell you would be so proud of me. For my birthday dinner, we got omakase. Is that how you say it?
Yeah,
Omakase? I
I think
did it, and I'm
so.
so proud of myself. We had 14 courses, and I like
Love.
seriously, I need to show you the photo. I was like, wow, can't believe I just did that. Because I didn't use sea fish, so that's like a huge thing for me. And being adventurous, actually, we were gonna do a steakhouse. Josh like randomly like was gonna do a steakhouse, but then we found an omakase place, and we really wanted to try that. So that was really, really fun. I feel like that's like a really fun little splurge thing to do on your birthday. And yeah, and then I literally one day later, I went to go visit my sister in Utah in her med school, so that's why I'm traveling right now in the airport. So yeah, it's
Yeah,
been a
busy,
kind of very
busy.
crazy busy past 2 weeks.
Love
But
that.
yeah.
So yeah,
Yes.
that's why we didn't have an episode last week, because she was just driving around
I
the
was
island,
in
swimming in the
Hawaii.
ocean, wearing
Yeah.
flowers,
Wearing
three
flowers. That
things.
yes,
So,
that is my influence of the week, LOL.
oh yeah.
Is great
Just dive right
segue,
into that.
girly.
Yeah.
Okay, my influence of the week. I keep just like being obsessed with putting flowers in my hair, and I just think it's such a cute, like, fun thing to do for spring. Really, I feel like it's just giving Pinterest, and I don't know. I keep doing little flowers in my hair, and I'm really loving it. And yeah, I'm just excited for spring. So, flowers in my hair. I really like the clips on Amazon and Etsy, or if you can find real ones. They're really pretty. What's your influence of the
Cute.
week?
My influence of the week this week, I feel like I'm kind of just really drawn towards the Chloe, like the designer boho chic, like flowy vibes, just for
Cute.
like festival and vacay and just in general. Like, I've been seeing a ton of brands with basically just white, silky, flowy tops or dresses with like the big ruffles or kind of like the puffy sleeves. And I feel like a lot of people are inspired by the Chloe runway right now. And like every season, it's like, oh, it's giving Chloe runway. And so I feel like I'm just like loving that. I bought a dress, I think, for festival season this year. Like, my vibe is very just like comfy and casual. So, like, nothing too crazy, like, nothing tight, nothing like super revealing. You know what I mean? Like, not that vibe, just like casual, chic. So, I ordered this dress from a small biz, and it's just like kind of a flowy off the shoulder kind of dress, like paired with boots, and like, boom,
Ooh,
done. So, you know what I mean?
that's
Just
so
like
funny. I was
very like
nuts
add belts,
too.
add bracelets, like nothing where I'm uncomfortable, where pieces are digging into my skin, like tight
Oh my God,
corsets,
I
like,
literally said
you
that to
know,
my sister today.
like,
I'm
I'm
like,
literally
that
gonna,
is not my vibe. Yeah.
I think I have one that's like in my head. I haven't like super planned anything, but like I have my red cowboy boots that I really, really want to wear, but just like I have these
Cute.
black kind of micro shorts, and then I'm literally like white tank top, done. Like plain
Love.
white, you know what I mean? Just very comfortable, casual, and yeah. So I feel like the Chloe kind of ties into that, because I feel like I'm also planning for my honeymoon, which we're gonna do in May, so we still have a little bit to go. But for outfits, just like flowy, like loose ruffles, basically. So I feel like it's kind of just like influencing my shopping right now. So loving that.
Okay. I love that Chloe's like having its moment again, because I feel like we kind of forgot about Chloe for a sec, like for a few years.
Yeah,
kind of
definitely.
But yes, so. I love the show too. So cute.
So yeah, that is my current influence for just like upcoming things and trips that I'm shopping for. I just feel like I've been leaning towards that ruffly chic look, I guess. So
yeah,
really excited about that. Yeah. So this week's episode, you guys, we are doing a Q&A. Thank you for everyone who submitted questions in the question box. We put up two just to make sure everyone could get their questions in and then wrote them all down. There was a ton of questions. We might not get to all of them this week, but we'll probably do potentially like part two or just finish off the rest of them next week, because you guys submitted so many amazing questions. So I feel like we can just dive in and start going at them, because there are so many. So we'll just start. Okay, first question is, what is your favorite hobby right now?
Okay, funny timing, because I'm about to start taking a course for astrology. I'm so excited. I feel like you guys know how into astrology I am. And so the girl that I do my astrology sessions with, she actually has a course. So I'm going to start that. I forget how long it is, but I guess that'll be my favorite hobby, because I'm so excited to actually feel legit in doing it and be able to read other people's charts. And it's just something I genuinely love doing, and I'm doing it for me. So I feel like it'll be really fun, and I'm excited. What about you? What's your favorite hobby?
Okay, let me think.
Going on day like 800 of your
Literally, I think Duolingo. I'm at 890 on Duolingo for French, so I'm almost at 900.
That's and amazing.
Yeah, it's honestly so fun, and I feel like it's just so cool to be able to see words in other languages and understand them, and like understand sentences so cool. And be able to read and stuff. So I love doing that. It also another thing that's super similar. I don't know if you've heard of this before. It's called Wordle. It was like bought out by the New York Times, and it's just like this thing that you do every day. And basically you have to guess the word, and you have like six tries.
Wait, I think it's a Josh six was letter word. Obsessed with that. Like literally obsessed with that for so long. I forgot about
it. Yeah, we go through phases too, but all of a sudden my sister recently got really obsessed with it. So like we do it every morning. It's me, my sister, and Andrew in this group text. And then whoever does it first like sends in the group chat like how many tries it took them. And then obviously we like try to beat it. But that's all that this group chat is us like sending our guesses and like what our guesses were. So
I love that. I wonder
love if doing that. And then lastly, I would categorize like going and getting matcha and like romanticizing my matcha journey to go get it as like also a hobby.
Wait,
because
I was gonna ask you, what do you think of the new flavors you got? Because they looked really good.
Oh, they were good. I think they were good one-offs to try. The strawberry I feel like was really sweet. So if you like a really fruity matcha, like strawberry matcha, that was good. I really liked the lavender the best out of all of them I tried, because I feel like it was the most similar to the strawberry rose that they were out of, just kind of like a light floral. And then I think it's a brown sugar cinnamon, yes, also really good.
Really good to me.
Yeah, they were all amazing. But I do think the strawberry rose is still my absolute favorite. So yeah, but it is kind of far. It's 30 minutes away. And so I have to kind of just romanticize the journey to go there and get it and bring it back home so that I'm stocked up. But so that would also be considered a hobby too, I think.
Getting so, matcha. Yes.
Those are my current hobbies right now. But yeah. Okay, next one is, what is your current favorite affirmation? Would love an updated episode on this.
Wait,
ooh, that'd be fun.
Shoot, I need to think about this one. Do you have one right now? Affirmation. Let me look at my little vision board right now and see if I have any immediately on it.
Favorite, let me think.
I wish I had. I should have like really thought about this, but I didn't. I feel like, okay, favorite affirmation. I feel like I'm doing a lot of I guess it's not an affirmation, but I guess a quote that's really stuck with me is like, I don't know if this is gonna like resonate with anyone because it's like so basic, but I don't know, it really resonated with me. It was just someone saying like, there's no competition in my universe, and like how you
Oh,
see the
yeah.
world and view the world. So I'm trying to just like really take out comparison out of my everyday. I'm trying to really stay in my own
Yeah.
lane. And
I feel like that's a good and relatable one for sure.
I need to, honestly, I could probably search the quote, but there was, I think I did maybe talk about this, but there was one I saw on TikTok that was just talking about, I kind of lost my train of thought. I can't
Love
remember what
that.
it was about. It was about comparison. Oh, and that how like you don't win an award by doing something the quickest, by being the prettiest, by being the skinniest, by being the whatever. Like there's no award for that. It's literally only you, and that's in your head. There's no award for saying yes the most times, like just things like that. Like I'm trying to like, I don't know. We're trying to
Love
steer the other
that.
direction if we're comparing. So I guess that. What about you?
Okay. Honestly, that's a really good one. I feel like comparison is so hard, especially when you're
Especially
going through
now.
lows. For sure. Let me think.
Yeah, there's just
I
so
saw
much.
something, it's kind of same as you. I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but it was something about that the universe doesn't. Hang on. How was it? I'm going to try really hard to remember this. Like something about how the universe reacts to what you put out into it, or it doesn't like. Oh, I wish I had it in front of me, but basically, like, this is why are these
Like,
things so hard to explain? Like, when, like, if you're putting out positive energy and you're just like, what's meant to be is mine, that's what's gonna come. Like, that's the kind of energy the universe responds to, not like negative or something, how the universe responds to like what you're putting out. Basically, so if you're putting out like negative vibes, like negative energy, or just like that kind of situation, then that's like what's you're gonna get. Whereas like positive vibes, positive energy, positive thoughts, like manifesting, then you'll get like a positive return. So I feel like it's kind of related to yours, where I'm also trying not to have negative thoughts and to just like keep thinking positive and manifesting. And like sometimes not right now is like not a no, and like good things are coming, basically.
Rejection is redirection. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel like that's would be my mantra if I could remember the exact quote that I saw somewhere. But yeah.
Yes.
But we should
Okay.
do another episode on that and like get some good new ones and update
Okay.
that.
We'll like compile
I'll
our
write that
faves and
down
like really
and
dive into that because that was a really good episode.
yeah. Okay, next question is, if you could only buy from one designer for the rest of your life, what designer would it be?
Mine would be Chanel. It's just, we went into the Chanel in Hawaii and I was like literally floored. Like, oh my God. They have so
Anything
many pretty
good?
things. Like, yeah, but I didn't get anything. So I was like, I just don't think I should buy another pink handbag. But like, everything there is just so, they have such cute, like, their spring stuff right now is really pretty. I think it's their spring. Is it spring that's out right now for
Yeah,
designers?
like
Or,
spring, summer, yeah.
okay, yeah,
'Cause
the
the
spring
shows
summer
were
right now
just fall,
is
winter.
so good. Yeah, okay, that makes
Yeah.
sense. It's so cute and just so much pearls. I just feel like Chanel is like, to me, it's just so feminine and beautiful. And I just love Chanel so much. Like, I did almost buy more sunglasses, but I just couldn't find the right fit. They had a really cute backpack, but I just like don't actually know if I'm gonna use a backpack
Yeah.
enough to justify the price. So I didn't get anything, but I just love Chanel so much. Like, that's for sure my favorite.
Love that.
What about you?
Okay, I'm trying to think if I could only buy from this designer for the rest of my life in terms of like bags and clothes and shoes and like all of it. I think in terms of style and just aesthetic and vibes, I feel like Saint Laurent
I was gonna say
is
that for
what I'm
you.
leaning
Yeah, I see
towards.
that for you.
Just because I love
It's very
like
your vibe.
Yeah, I just love their styles. Love the broad shoulders, like the shoulder pads, the blazers, the coats, the leather jackets, the sunnies, like the shoes, like all of it. So I feel like I would probably, based off aesthetic and like whole wardrobe, do Saint Laurent. So
cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
Okay. Next question is, should we accept low paid collaborations if we are struggling to find ones?
That's a good question. I feel like in this situation, I would genuinely ask myself, like, do I feel aligned with this rate? Like, I would say, like, if it's a brand that is so on par with your style, like, it's such a good match, it's such a good collaboration, like, if they just don't have a high budget, like, and that's a brand you want to work with and have a relationship with, yes. But I would say no if it's like a random one-off that literally makes no sense. Your audience is going to sense that this was like a random pickup of a collaboration that, like, I don't know. Like, do you guys know what I mean by that?
Yeah, sometimes no, I feel like I agree. Because, like, yeah, sometimes I feel like with the industry, like, things are up, things are down. Depends how the economy is doing, how brands are doing, you know, how they figure out their budgets and whatnot. And, you know, maybe if they're currently leaning into TikTok more and you're an Instagram girly, like, maybe their budget for Instagram right now is a little lower than TikTok, but you really want to work with them. They're a dream brand, and it's a brand you could see yourself building the relationship with, working with long term. You've potentially posted them before organically because you actually genuinely like them. And then also, I feel like it also depends, like, how low. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you don't want to go too low. But if it's lower than your normal rate, maybe, then, like, that's okay. But if it's just, like, super, super low, like, if they're, like,
like,
$100 for a post, like, crazy stuff, then no. But if it's just, like, a little lower than your normal rate, like, then probably yes. But again, if it's a random one-off brand, I feel like that's kind of inviting in the energy of scarcity mindset, and then you're not going to be attracting, like, what you actually deserve and should be posting. So instead of maybe creating content for a brand that you don't love or really resonate with, focus your time into organic content and, like, featuring brands that you do love and you would love to work with, and creating high quality content for that to kind of get their attention. I feel like, hopefully there was an answer in there. I think there was.
I feel like short answer. Actually, no. I feel like we answered it well. Like, also, if your normal rate's, like, say, 1,000 and someone's offering you 200 or below, like, no.
No.
I just feel like that's also inviting in scarcity mindset. And, like, you just don't. I really feel like that means you're kind of, like, aligning yourself to a lower frequency just because you got scared and you get stuck in that frequency. So just kind of think about that. I feel like when you pass on something like that, something better will come, and we talk about that all the time.
Yeah, definitely. Good question. Okay, next question is a brand that you would love to work with.
Ooh, okay. I feel like a dream brand would, like I just said, like, Chanel's, like, my favorite designer, like a Chanel Beauty sort of situation, or, like, even Prada Beauty, any sort of, like, the luxury beauties, or them, the designers themselves, like, obviously dream.
No, I feel like same, like, any of the luxury beauty brands, because I feel like they do events and activations. They just don't really do them in San Diego. So it's like, like, a lot of the times it's kind of New York, sometimes LA, or just, designers for their ready to wear. So, like, an example would be, like, Michael Kors. Like, I feel like that would be really cool to do. For their clothing, you know? So I feel like that would be cool. Yeah. Just elevating with the brands, basically. Okay, next question is, how do you train your audience to buy from you and your links?
Okay, I feel like this is a really good question, because I think it definitely takes time to see a return on investment into, like to know it or shop my, but I can finally say it is worth it, girlies. Okay, take the time to do it, because I feel like it really took me a long time to see a very consistent return on investment with using, like, to know it and links all the time. But I think that just seriously, the more you use your links, like, and the more you just put it up there, like, if you can identify a girl who's like consistently putting up links and stuff, just kind of observe how they do it. I feel like that's kind of how I did it. Like, there's some girls that I just really admire how often they put it up, how seamless and like organically they put it on their stories. And I think I really learned from that. So I think just it's very personal, like see who you like and look up to and how they do it and kind of do that, but like put your own twist on it. That's what I did. And I finally think it's worth it. And I feel like I have work to slowly train and I'm still doing it, but yeah, just.
Yeah. I feel like it's definitely a process over time. And I feel like it's one of those things where you kind of have to fake it until you make it and like pretend that like everyone is asking for all these links and just link out to everything. And like you said, there's certain creators that I follow where they like link everything. And I'm like, I love that they do that. But when I go to do it, I feel like it feels really cheesy when I'm leaking everything, because then I'm like second guessing myself and being like, is this annoying? Is this too many links? Like, you know, I feel like we kind of have those thoughts in our heads. But then if you like watch the people who you, like you said, admire, or like you really like how they do it, like I feel like they link anything and everything. And so it's like just finding that balance. And I think also educating your audience and just letting them know, like, hey, if you're ever looking for a link, like I link everything and more on my LTK, and that's where I post it. Cause then I feel like that's what trains them to go there. And then that's what gets the sales and whatnot. So I feel like it's just practice and over time. And just, I feel like for me personally, it's definitely kind of hard because obviously I love things to like just be aesthetic and pretty. So it's like, I feel like the Instagram link button is just so not cute. And I'm like, I wish they would make it more customizable, or like you could change it or something. Mm-hmm. But I feel like just figuring out how to do that and make it you, and just letting your audience know. And like over time it grows and they know.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to feel really cheesy at first, but then the more you do it, the more normal it becomes and feels for not only you, but also your audience. Like, your audience just expects it, and it's just going to feel a lot easier just linking literally everything, and your audience knows you do that. And it's not like a sellouty thing, or maybe for a collaboration, like it's something you're already doing. So it's super seamless. So just like, it's going to feel weird at first, but just link everything.
Yeah. And I feel like you don't, like, sometimes people will post like the screenshots of people asking them for all these things. And maybe you're like, well, no one's really asking me, so I don't like want to do, you don't have to like post that screenshot. Like, just link it and try it. And I don't know, just, it's something you just have to stick with over time. And then it kind of grows, I guess. So I feel like that's what we do. And you just, it's kind of like talking to stories, or like when stories first came out, it's just like something that you just have to do and keep practicing. And then the more consistent you are with it, the more you'll be rewarded over time, I guess. So okay, next question is, what are some things you do to keep your accounts safe and secure?
Definitely two-factor authentication, 100%. If you do not have that on, please, begging you, turn that on. Go into your settings right now. I think that's like really the main thing, but also we do the verified, meta-verified thing.
The meta-verified.
Allegedly, it's safer. So that, and just,
and then the other thing too is
having the password thing.
Yeah, having a different email than what's in your bio. So if you have like your work email for brands to reach out to you, the email that you use for your actual account to be like a different email, so that someone can't try to like hack into your account because they don't have the actual email you're used to log in.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Also on Facebook, like you can do a security check. You can do a security check and then go through all of those steps, and it'll pretty much tell you, like, it'll tell you if your account's secure or not. So I would do that for sure. But I think like one of the main, and never clicking on weird links ever.
Oh yeah.
Like that. Oh my God. I will check a million times the email I'm getting anything from. It literally could say the brand. Like, I just, oh, I can't. That's my,
well, there's I really no reason
emails.
To click links or anything or like sign in, like, unless it's those platforms that brands use that are obviously legit, like Grin or Maverick or things that they use to,
yeah,
like link all your backend analytics and insights. Anything
right.
other than that, there's no reason to be clicking, logging in, giving them your login info for
Even
any
if
reason.
It looks like it's like a clothing link. Like, I think on some browsers you can hover over it and make sure you're looking at the URL. I copy the link and like paste it into notes just to see like what the link is. So just like really being, I don't know, just always like double checking everything if you have to click on
like
anything.
Triple checking.
Triple check. Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
yes
but
yes.
I feel like those are really the main things that you can
yeah.
do. Just be vigilant. Just be aware. If it seems weird, it probably is. Don't click random things.
Right.
Like,
yeah, that's the main thing. If it seems weird, it probably is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. How do you guys, or how to look better in photos / more relaxed / better angles?
A lot of practice. Like, honestly, I want to go back and look at my, I just remember.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it's burned into my head, my first, like, photos that I would take, and I just looked so uncomfortable. Like, I couldn't relax my face, and I know exactly what this person is saying.
I could not look at the camera, and not
yeah.
as a vibe. Like, I just couldn't.
Like, yes, I just think it really takes practice, and you really will get the hang of it. But I think the more you're in front of the camera, the more relaxed you'll be, because I just was really cringy at first, and we all are, but that's how you grow and learn. So just
I think it's
practice.
Like saving inspo, posing inspo from Pinterest or from your Explore feed, whatever, saving that and then going through that and maybe practicing in the mirror at home, just like certain angles. If you, it's like sometimes when I wear an outfit, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to do this pose in this outfit because I love how it looks like
yeah.
that. So just saving things like that. And then I think also when you are creating content with someone that you feel comfortable with, because then I think in general the vibe will be more relaxed and you'll feel.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Well, more comfortable
True.
In general. If you're not like shooting with someone who's judging you or who's hurrying you or rushing you or like not taking it seriously, then you're not really going to feel comfortable. So just making sure you are with someone who you feel relaxed. And then, yeah, I remember practicing even facial expressions in the mirror of just like, what was the word that people would say to like relax and like purse your lips?
Prune.
Yeah. Like truly doing that back in the day just to like get that relaxed facial look. And now I feel like it comes without even thinking about it. Or just even photos where your eyes are looking at different places, like at home practicing in the mirror, looking directly to the side or up a little or down a little, just so you can see how it makes your eyes look differently in photos. So again, yeah, it all comes down to truly just practicing and then feeling comfortable with the person you're creating content with, and then just experimenting with angles, because you all know it used to be that low, low angle, like on the ground, tilted up.
Oh my God, like on the floor.
So
oh my God, what a time.
That used to be the angle, and now, you know, everyone kind of does their own thing. Whether if you do you like it more straight on with the phone straight up and down? Do you like a slight tilt of an angle, you know, to make you look a little taller, or just practicing, like maybe your side angle isn't your best angle that you're most confident with, then doing other angles. So mm-hmm. yeah, just practicing and figuring out what works best for you basically is the vibe. mm-hmm. But we've been through it all. Definitely. We tried it all. We've been on the floor. We've been all the things.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we've done it all.
Yeah. If you know, you know. Good times. Okay. Next question is how to increase engagement.
Well, girlie,
it's always a good question.
Yeah. I feel like, and I've really noticed this with like kind of everyone's experiencing this really weird time right now with Instagram. So if you are kind of like experiencing that, I feel, you know what? Good question. I feel like you really need to like, we don't have all the answers and we're just trying to like, I feel like for me, I'm really tuning into the season we're going into and trying to really like think about what I am saving right now personally. And that is the content I'm creating. So I think that's truly the best we can do, girls. Like, I don't know. Like, that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah. Is like really based on content creation. I don't think there's like any tricks to increase your engagement really other than like the content you're creating.
I think that, and then also just being engaged with your community in general. True. Like I feel like if you're someone who posts and ghosts and you don't really engage on other people's content, then especially during low periods of engagement when you're wanting as the most engagement that you can get, like feeling like you are engaging in other people's content, like you would want them to engage on your content basically. So responding to the mm-hmm. comments in your comment section, and then, you know, if those are also creators, maybe going onto their pages and commenting on their content as well, because if we're all struggling together and supporting each other, or like if you see someone has an ad, like leave a comment, maybe leave two comments, you know, everything helps. Yes. So like sometimes I'll leave a comment on someone's post and just be like, oh my gosh, I love your outfit. And then I'll realize it's an ad. So I'll just comment again and be like, I need these shoes from Tag the Brand immediately. Just like, it doesn't hurt. It takes like 2 seconds. Yeah. And just like, honestly, I feel like it goes back to like giving back. You know what I mean? So just like, that's kind of my stance on it.
Yeah. What you would like to come back to you. Yeah, I agree. I feel like those are the best kinds of people because like genuinely, like we're all nervous putting out an ad. Like we all want our ads to do well. And it's the girls that are so supportive in those comment sections. Like I feel like you will mm-hmm. never forget those girls. Like I feel like those girls, like I know who they are and like I will always return the favor.
And when they post an ad, I'm the first one like hyping that up, like 3-5 comments. Like absolutely. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just like, yeah, I feel like we've talked about this before. Like sometimes people will post on their close stories and be like, please engage on this. Please, please, please. It's mm-hmm. an ad. But then it's like, this person has not commented on my stuff in a week. So it's like, are you putting out the same energy that you're wanting in return, basically? And I feel like that's kind of my mindset and what I try to do, especially during low engagement periods, is just try to engage a little more, even though I know it does take time and it's kind of tedious and a little exhausting. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's just part of it. And we've heard from multiple brand reps too, that they look at comment sections and see mm-hmm. what kind of conversation is going on there. So it's not going to hurt you to engage with your audience and like build those relationships and comment on other people's posts. Cause I feel like everyone knows who the supportive girls are. So it just, it's not going to hurt to do that. And I feel like that's honestly the best things you can do when engagement's going up and down and when Instagram is changing a bunch of things and the algorithm is all over the place. Just try to be engaged and show up for the audience that you do have. So
yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of the vibe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question is, what are your current strategies for growth this year / how do you strategize your content plan?
I feel like kind of what I just said, I'm really tuning in to the seasons. I feel like when you're able to kind of like strategize what you want that season's content for you to look like ahead of time. I think that's really, really smart, because that's when people are saving a lot of their things, and not even just creators, but just like normal everyday girlies. Like, it's really funny when I get to talk to my sister, because she is so not in this industry. Like, she is a little med student, and she she just loves, it's really cute. She like loves to see what people are like, influencers are doing, because she's genuinely so influenced by them. People like her, she's really influenced for the seasons. Like, okay, this is what I want to wear this year, whatever, and create my capsule wardrobe for this season. So I think tuning into that. And then also I'm really trying to like be in my own creative flow and not scrolling too much and getting too much inspo from other people. I'm really trying to like get it from within more so than like anywhere else. So I feel like I'm really trying to do that this year. And I feel like it's kind of easy to fall into a loop of like getting too much inspo from other people. I think like I'm noticing that a little too much in the industry right now. I feel like I see a lot of copy and paste, and I'm just like trying to steer from that. So I think being in my own creative flow, tuning in. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. And also like really posting organically with the brands that I love and want to work with more mm-hmm. than anything else too, because it's also the brands I use in terms of like content strategy. So yeah. What about you?
Love that. Yeah. I feel like in terms of growth, I feel like consistency is really important in terms of posting, just because we all know, I feel like the best way to grow or kind of go viral, I guess, on Instagram is through reels right now. And so just kind of being consistent with posting reels and staying true to your content, kind of like you said. Obviously, growth is so different than what it used to be on social media and on Instagram mm-hmm. in general. It used to be so easy to grow, like the early days. And now it's obviously harder because there's just so many more creators, so many people posting. And so I think really just trying to like be consistent and see what's working, see what's not working, lean into what's working, and obviously don't do as much of what's not working. And also, since engagement is low, just testing and trying new things, because now's the time to do that, especially if like engagement isn't super crazy right now. So it's like, you might as well just try new things and see what sticks and see what doesn't. So I feel like always just kind of trying new things to see what sticks. And then strategy for content plan. Yeah, I think trying to just kind of be slightly ahead of the season. And I don't know, I'm also feel like I'm trying to figure that out myself, what my content mm-hmm. plan is. But I just love to save inspo off Pinterest for outfits and styling and like mixing and matching certain pieces together. So I feel like that's kind of where I get my inspo from, and kind of leaning into that, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, Pinterest is great. I think it's
my current strategy right now. So yeah, and I think just really, like you said, staying true to yourself and doing what works for you and what you love. So like, for example, obviously February is like a very girly, like pink month, and that's obviously not the content that I will post. So I just like know that's like not me and not my vibe. So I'm not going to force something just to be in with the trend, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I just like to stick with like what I like to do and what I like to share.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of the current strategy. Anything else on that? I feel like that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty much it.
Okay, the next question kind of relates. What was a point in your influencer career where you felt low / how did you overcome it?
Good question. I kind of love that question. I mean, I feel like when there's periods of low engagement, it's obviously so easy to fall into this actual spiral of like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I don't know. I like actually can fall into that sometimes. And like, I don't know. I just feel like in this industry, it is very easy to spiral. So if you have experienced that, you're not alone. I feel like no matter where you are, if you have like a million followers or whatever, like everyone experiences that. So whenever I do feel like that, I really have to, as they say, go outside and touch grass. Like, I have to remind myself, like, okay, it's gonna be fine, okay? Like, you're not going to lose everything. I think reassuring myself, like, you are not going to lose everything, and everyone doesn't hate you, okay? Just because, like, this post wasn't shown out or whatever, or, like, just because, like, you didn't hit, like, a financial goal for the month, or you got passed on an opportunity, like, it doesn't mean everything's going to come crashing down, and it's very easy to get into that. So I feel like I have to center myself, like, truly. I need to go outside. And usually I always feel like this when I am, like, on my couch editing for, like, 3 days straight and, like, not going outside or not getting that natural serotonin. Like, I literally need to go touch grass. But also realizing it is so normal, and it is unfortunately just part of the industry. You're going to have moments like that. So I think you build tough skin along the way. And, like, the more that you feel those lows, like, you'll start figuring out ways to build yourself out of it. So, I don't know. I think just knowing, like, you're not alone in that really helps. And you'll see, once you're in those lows, you'll know the next high is coming. It's always going to be okay. You're going to get an amazing brand deal. You're going to get a really high engagement photo, whatever, post. But also, going back to your core values of, like, what am I trying to share here? That's something I did recently. Like, I do these little meditations, and instead of saying, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm hoping for X amount of views on whatever, like, I'm hoping to reach a large audience of women that I can genuinely inspire. And then I'm back to my core values. I don't know.
Yeah. Like that. Love that. Yeah. I feel like, yeah, everyone definitely goes through it. I feel like I'm actually currently going through it. So if you're there, so am I. And I feel like it's one of those things you kind of just have to go through. Like, you literally have to just go through it, and you have to keep going. We always talk about kind of like a point of entry, or just like the barrier to entry, where a lot of people will just quit when it gets hard or when things, like, don't go well. And, like, the people who continue to work through it and just keep on keeping on, basically, are, like, the people who make it work. And you just kind of understand, we don't really know how to control the algorithm, and there's nothing we can really do about it. So as long as you know, like, in your soul, that you are creating content that you love, you're sharing what you love, and you're doing the things that you can control, like, engaging with your audience, you know, engaging with other creators. If you're doing all the things, then if you're doing what you can, then that's all you can do, and that's all you can control. And it's so hard not to get frustrated by it, because, I mean, we all do, but it's like just trying to stay positive and keep going, and just knowing it is that roller coaster, that, like, there are highs and there are lows. So if you're in that low, it will go back up again eventually. So, yeah, I feel like that's what I currently do, and remind myself and, like, remind myself, like, why I love it, why I do it, and that. And then, like you said, just start sharing brands organically, or just trying new content and seeing what hits. Like, use it as a time to really kind of test things, or kind of reflect and see what's working. And then once it starts going back up, then kind of you're in your flow again. So,
Just
control what you can control, basically, and focus on that instead of the things you can't control, which is what other people are doing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, the people who are doing this genuinely because they love it so much are the people who will always make it out of that. And if it's not for you, it's not for you. But, like, you'll learn, I guess.
Yeah, if you truly love it and you're truly passionate about it, like, you just keep going, and it is what it is, and it'll get better. And sometimes it takes a really long time, and you're not alone. Like, a lot of people are going through it. So I feel like that's, like, always just a good reminder that I remind myself. So, yeah. Okay, next question is, what are your current iPhone camera settings for filming?
Okay, I just went through a whole thing with this because, for whatever reason, what I was doing, like, wasn't working for this strange reason. I don't know. I used to always do, I'm on 10.8, wait, is it 10.8? The HD60, that's what my filming settings are on.
Yeah, I think same.
Some people say they do 4K, but I just get nervous because Instagram, like, it's that 4K, I think, is too high for Instagram, so they will compress it. Okay, so I was doing, I have always actually done HD 60 for filming, but for I upload on CapCut, but I mean, same thing with InShot. I was exporting at 1080 by 60, and for some reason, all of a sudden, Instagram wasn't processing that for me, and I had to change it to 1080 by 30, and I've never had an issue since. I actually need to put that on my story because I've had some people ask what I did to change that. But yeah, once I started doing 1080 by 30, I have not had a blurry issue. I don't know why that changed for me randomly, but and people were in my DMs saying that they upload at 4K, and I'm just so confused because that doesn't work on my account. I don't know. So
I think I upload in 4K.
Really? Like, mm-hmm. For some reason, Instagram will make my videos blurry. I honestly want to try 4K again because it was mainly doing it on 1080 by 60. So now I'm always uploading at 1080 by 30 and I haven't had an issue. But you upload from InShot, right? From at 4K?
Yeah, so I just like, fine. I film at, wait, hang on, let me pull it up. I'm like, what do I do? Okay, I film at HD 60, but then when okay. I upload it into InShot, edit it, whatever, and export it, InShot exports at 4K. I have it export, let me just double check, but I'm pretty sure
okay.
I export at 4K.
Okay, interesting.
Oh yeah, 4K, and then it's at 60 FPS, and then that's okay. What I upload to Instagram, but then also you have to make sure Instagram has a good connection, because I think that if, or like your Wi-Fi connection is strong, because I think that affects the upload quality.
Yeah, basically. That could have been it too for me.
So
yeah, both, I guess, if you were wondering.
And then like
I kind of want to try a 4K and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like all mine are at 4K for filming, and then yeah, if I film like why? Front camera, which I really try not to do, but if I'm doing like same. In the bathroom and my phone's up against the mirror and I can't like see the screen, I'll use the front mm-hmm. camera and I have good lighting. That I think is I changed that to 4K when I'm recording front camera anything, so it's like 4K 30 okay. with a good light. I feel like that's good. Yeah, and then I think usually I'll put the exposure on my phone to -0.3 just because I feel like giving it a setting helps kind of control the lighting so that it's not auto-adjusting the whole time. That's just something I yeah. personally like to do because I don't like when it's changing lighting. So I feel like if you tell it to have a certain lighting, it stays there.
Yeah. Oh, also another thing, I don't know why I literally found this out like 2 months ago. I had the HDR setting on and that literally makes it look so bad. And so I finally turned that off and my phone, my video looks so much better. I was recording on TikTok because it looked...
Wait, video or photo?
For video. Okay. I don't know if yours is on, but like I used to record in TikTok because it was less like sharp and contrasty. And then when I turned yeah. the freaking HDR off on my video, like it was... all okay. So if you have that, all you need to do is search on your settings. I think you just have to search HDR and then you go on view HDR and then the HDR, it'll take you to your photos and it'll say view full HDR. And I have that turned off.
Yeah, mine's
off. And that's really helped. Yes. I did not know that until like,
okay, yeah, that really I feel like makes it look like very, yeah, bright and contrasty.
Like even
and
just toned. Like weird. Yeah, like a lot softer than it. I don't even know what HDR is for. Like, I don't think the videos looked good at all, but I don't know. So, yes, if you're doing that, because also, I don't know if you guys have noticed that girls or boys, whoever, uploading videos, and then if you're watching on social media and their video is so bright and then everything else is gray around it, like the emojis mm-hmm. they use or their username at the top, it's because they have the HDR setting on, I believe. I think that's why. So I always like to turn that. I just like that off, honestly. I feel like everyone yeah. should turn that off, honestly, because I don't think Instagram's really processing it well.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, I feel like that's pretty much it for mm-hmm. filming. And just have good lighting, like...
Yeah.
Know where your lighting is. Make sure you're facing your lighting and that your lighting isn't behind you. I feel like lighting plays a huge role. Like sometimes people ask, like, how does it look so clear? How, like, mm-hmm. cleaning your camera lens, having good lighting. Like, I feel like those things matter too. So on top of the settings. So just, yeah, make sure you're doing that. And then,
yeah.
Okay. Next question is, what's the current breakdown of your work week?
I feel like I would love if I had a very structured work week, but it kind of switches around based on like what I have planned for the week. But I always try to have pretty much, if I'm going to put it really plain and short, like I will make sure to have at least 2 days admin days that I'm not getting ready. I'm not doing anything other than like emails and editing. Okay. That literally takes my entire day. I don't know why editing takes me so long, but I need like at least 2 days a week for that. And then the other 2 days, I will make sure I'm doing some sort of like shooting or filming videos, because those also take literally the whole day. So I like to have 2 days admin, 2 days shooting. And then the fifth day can be for whatever else I need. If I need to finish a video, if I need to just like chill and edit more, if I need to like literally clean up my mess from shooting, which also takes a whole day for me, I'll do that. But I feel like that's a pretty good breakdown. I feel like that's like my average weekly. What about you?
Yeah, I feel like I like Mondays to be admin days because I feel like that's where I like to sit at my computer, respond to emails and whatnot. And it just makes me feel more organized for the week. But obviously it just depends like what the week is going to look like. And yeah, having admin days and then having content days, because I feel like the lighting in my house is good during certain periods of time. So if I am creating content that day at home, then I have to, you know, be ready by a certain time, have everything prepped and like so that I'm really maximizing that light window that I have of good lighting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like I kind of just look at my calendar and see like what's going on that week. What is there content I personally want to create? Do I need to create like brand content? And then just kind of piece in those days, I guess, kind of like a puzzle. So just kind of see what works best. But that's why I like Mondays to be admin days. So like unless there's a deadline where brand is like, oh, we need content to be submitted, you know, whatever. But yeah, I feel like it changes every week though. And you kind of just learn to go with the flow and kind of adjust your days. And just like every morning I will check my email, check my computer, you know, give myself 30 minutes to an hour to do that. And then if I need to create content, then it'll just kind of be a content day.
Yeah. I feel like I've learned that trying to do admin and content days in the same day is really hard for me. So now I just try to do them separate.
Yeah. And then I feel like event days too, like that just takes up a whole day. So have to like take account for that to know like you're not going to have time to edit. You're not going to really have time to do much. So then just being aware of that for your schedule.
Yeah.
I feel like it kind of sounds more complicated than it is, but it's, yeah, just like looking at your calendar, what do you have going on, and then just like fitting in what you need to basically. Like, I feel like no one's schedule really looks the same, or there's not one recipe for success when doing your work week, basically, kind of in this industry. It's all over the place. So just, I think, having an open mind and being flexible to changes, or having to like not be so set and be like, Tuesdays and Thursdays are my shoot days. So that way, if an event comes up on a Tuesday, you're not frazzled. You're like, okay, I'll just make Wednesday and Thursday my shoot day this week. The event day will be Tuesday. And then I'll finish up with admin like Monday, Friday. So I feel like, just being open to it kind of helps with the flow of the week, especially if things pop up last second, which sometimes I feel like they do. So
yeah.
And then last question for this episode is, how do you plan outfits for content?
How do I plan outfits for content? I mean, it really is based on like what I have that I'm wearing a lot and what I really want to style an outfit around. I don't know. Okay. I'm trying to think harder on this one. How do I plan outfits for content? Okay. I feel like when I'm planning, I really try to focus on the accessories as well, because I do feel like the little things go a really long way. And when I have more time to dedicate into an entire planning session, which, by the way, going back to the current breakdown of your current work week, I do like to plan my outfits now at least a full day ahead, specifically in the daytime, because for some reason I just can't do it at night. Like, it has to be daytime out, especially when I'm like looking in the mirror and stuff, because usually that's when I'm going to be shooting. So I try to do that during the day, the day before. But yeah, I think like outside of like the things you would normally think of when like planning outfit, I really try more so now to focus on the accessories and color coordinating and
yeah. I think a big thing for me is trying things on, because sometimes I have like ideas in my head, and then when I go to execute them, it doesn't look the way I had envisioned. And like, that's so frustrating when that happens when you're out shooting content. So I do a really good job at that for trips, but I think when I'm just casually shooting content in San Diego, I could probably put more effort into that, or just being more intentional. But yeah, for planning outfits, I save so much inspo on Pinterest. So I'll look at those folders and kind of see like what is drawing or catching my eye. What am I like, oh my gosh, that's so cute, I want to style something like that. And then looking at the current pieces that I have or that I need to shoot, and I have a full separate rack for that. So if I get clothing in, I hang that up on my shoot rack, so I know like what pieces I'm working with. And then I feel like putting outfits together that way, or things that I really want to wear or prioritize. And then I'll kind of like, if I have a one piece, like say it's a chunky sweater, I'll kind of look at my inspo and be like, okay, what outfits do I love that have a chunky sweater? And then kind of go off that. And then, yeah, like not forgetting accessories. Like I hate when I forget my bracelets. I hate it. I feel like I'm just like, the bracelets would have looked so good with this. So just really putting effort into the details, like the handbags, the jewelry, the sunglasses, whatever. Cause like, I feel like it's something you probably wouldn't think would make a big difference, but when it comes to styling and creating the content, I feel like it makes the biggest difference. Mm-hmm. So really leaning into that and trying to like work on that. Again, I feel like I'm really good at this stuff for trips and planning that way, but when it comes to just the casual everyday local shooting, I want to be more on top of that and with my outfits. So I feel like that's what I do. And yeah, just try everything on, try a couple poses in the mirror, make sure it's translating and it's gonna look how I want it to look when I go take photos. That way, when you're out creating content, you're not spending the time doing that, where you can just be shooting and be very efficient.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what I do. I just kind of save inspo always, and then check my Pinterest boards, my saved folders, and then see what pieces I have, what I want to style, and then kind of go from there, basically.
Yeah.
So it's kind of my strategy, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I feel like that's all the questions we have time for this week. We do have more questions, so we'll probably just finish those up next week at the beginning of next week's episode, because they're really good questions too. But yeah, I feel like that's pretty much a wrap for this week's episode. Missed you guys, and glad to be back. And yeah, do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is Brenly. Love Brenly. His Instagram handle is BrenlyCarmine. He has a special place in our hearts. He is an OG listener, and we met a few years ago at New York Fashion Week, and that was
forget the Tiffany blue suit outside of the Tiffany store. Like, a moment that will live in my head forever, truly.
Yes.
It was iconic. And he was the first one to show up to the meetup. And
which we so appreciate. Also, it was the first hour, and we were convinced no one else was coming.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, a bunch of people came. But
so fun. But yeah, I will never, ever, ever forget that.
And I know. He looked amazing.
And he's such a supportive king. He was so cute. He's doing his things.
He asked a lot of these questions, which we really appreciate. And he recently gave us some story love. And also, he launched his own social agency for brands now, I think. So check that out. Mm-hmm. Check Brenly out. He has
a lot of funny stories too, by the way. If you need a UGC for your brand, reach out to him.
And I believe he lives in Vermont. So he's like a very East Coast stunning vibe. Mm-hmm. So shout out to you, Brenly. We love you forever.
I just feel like there's so many, like, what's the word? Like, facets to Brenly, like things that I think of when I see things, it makes me think of him because I feel like he's really good at branding himself certain ways. So like Dunkin' Donuts, my immediate is true. Brenly.
And Apple unboxings.
Apple, yes. He does a lot of credit card points and stuff too. He posted out. So
wow.
It's like giving mini points guy. So I feel like there's just so many things that I'm just Brenly. You know what I mean? So he's just so good at that. But we love you, Brenly. Thank you for the support. And we miss you. And we hope we see you soon somewhere. But yeah, I feel like that's it for this week's episode. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it so much. And if you asked a question, thank you so much as well. We really appreciate it. Yeah. And yeah, that's pretty much a wrap. We will chat in our next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.